Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:38 and it's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Thanks, Morgan.
Thanks, honey.
Oh, you're welcome, dear.
My tech department just saved my life, although this is going to be the most hairball news break of the week.
All right, let's do it.
The Radio Alice Report.
Can't wait. Oh, boy. We're in the weeds all morning.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. I gotta go shut a door. I'm so sorry. Hold on.
Please take your time. We're just hanging out here. Just a bunch of friends hanging out, talking about stuff. Not even necessarily the stuff that they prepared. Just whatever comes up.
That's the best kind of stuff.
I agree. Those are the golden moments.
You can't believe what I'm going through over here. All right. I got this.
I can believe it.
We got this.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, it's supposed to be sunny and nice today. We did have some of those sort of upper, you know, clouds yesterday.
Yeah, it
as
got
predicted.
Cloudy. I was surprised. I thought of you several times as I looked at clouds.
So anyway, as far as I know for today, we're looking at sun and that's straight through. I haven't seen any rain. In fact, one of the things that happened is there was a fire warning down south where they were going to do electrical shutoffs. And I hadn't even heard about that. But then our power went out last night.
Oh, my God.
In the area. And I'm like, what happened? And the missus goes, oh, no, maybe they turned us off because there's fire danger. But it turns out it looks like a car hit something.
Oh, so.
And so the whole area, we lost power for 2 hours last night.
Oh, boy. What time?
5 to 7.
Oh, sheesh.
Yeah, dinner time.
Yeah.
Super.
People are trying to make dinner.
Right. Well, anyway. So it doesn't look like we have rain in the forecast, and these power turnoffs are not expected or predicted for the Bay Area, although they're worried down south. Mm. Now, here's the story I was talking to you about. A couple who tested positive for coronavirus at San Francisco Airport then decided to board the plane anyway, and they've now been arrested in Hawaii. They were flying from San Francisco to Hawaii. I guess they're from Hawaii. So they were ordered, do not get on that plane and do not and go wherever, go anywhere, but you
go
need to
quarantine
isolate.
In a hotel room.
Exactly right. So they were arrested for second-degree reckless endangerment after knowingly boarding a flight to Hawaii despite receiving positive coronavirus tests at the airport.
They're testing at SFO?
Hawaii has a pretty strict deal and has from the very beginning.
So they must have rapid tests, huh? You get through.
I guess. I didn't know the tests were like that fast, but maybe that's what they've decided to invest in. I don't know, but these two people.
So they were able to just get through everything even though they tested positive?
I guess so.
All kinds
of they must have already been through security is what I would guess, right?
Right.
Because you'd think that you'd get tested on the other side of security and then wouldn't get let through.
Right.
Without a negative result to show.
Because that's where you're all gathered together in those lines. And I mean, by the time you've made it through security, you've given it to the whole airport already.
They boarded the United Airlines flight Sunday, headed from SFO to Hawaii, placing the passengers of the flight in danger of death. That's the quote. The couple was traveling with a four-year-old child. They'd been instructed by airport officials to isolate. Do not board the plane. They each received positive test results. And they defied the orders and boarded the flight anyway. So it looks like they were arrested after they landed. They posted bail, which was at $1,000 each. The child was released into the care of a family member. And Child Protective Services was notified of the incident. So this is...
this is crazy. Like, and if the kid is sick too, now that's going to the family. I mean, that's, there's like a traveling pathogen vector, whatever you would call that.
Well, you know, and I don't know these people, and I absolutely understand when you're not home how badly you just want to get there. I know that feeling. The irresponsibility, though, of putting everybody else in danger is unacceptable. So I don't know what this amounts to. I don't think you can, you know, this is...
well, you put people in danger.
Yeah,
of death.
I mean, but
they,
it's not
it
manslaughter.
Right,
you're not, right now, you don't have any sick people to point at and say that person got sick because of you. So
really,
we're talking, you know, about speculation or the possibility or just reckless endangerment. So... we'll see. I'll follow the story and let you know where it goes. But for now, they're clearly in trouble, and you never want to be reported to Child Protective Services. That is not good.
Well, those are people you don't want involved in your life.
Right.
They do have rapid testing at SFO.
Is that what it is? Oh. Okay, good.
And is that for every... oh, for $250?
$250 per test, uh-huh. So, and they get the results within 15 minutes.
Are they... voluntary, or do you have to take them to get on
for Hawaii? You have to take them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay the $250, take the test.
Yeah, I think there is a, if you get it within, like, you know, 72 hours or something like that with a negative result from elsewhere, you could bring that and show that to get on. Otherwise, you probably have to do this that day of.
Yeah, so
that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I mean, honestly, I get that they want to go home, but I mean, and especially once you know you have it, you've got to, that's it. You got to go lock down. I mean, it's...
well, but you know, and look, I'm not defending them. I'd be so mad if I was on that flight. Frankly, I'm mad now, but I also do understand if you're sitting there going, I don't even feel sick. I'll just wear my mask the whole time. Please just let me leave. I just don't want to be here anymore.
Was this someone who's... had flown to the Bay Area for,
I don't know why they were here.
Or
nope, I have no idea. It's just a couple that apparently they were flying out of here, headed home. Could this be part of a long Thanksgiving trip? I don't know. I don't know what their story is.
What a, it's so inconsiderate.
Yeah. That's so anyway, as I mentioned earlier, because we talked about this a little bit, apparently we're surging again. COVID is spreading fast, and I'd mentioned a story about being at the grocery store and they were like, this is the first time we have people out in big numbers because either they're sick or someone in their house got sick and now they can't come to work because of that.
Would you say 7 of the 9 people who work in the butcher department have COVID?
That's what the dude told me. Like, I was asking him how he was and sort of, you know, it wasn't like he just gave that to me, that story to me over some ground beef. I was saying, how are you, man? Are you good? What's up? And he said,
I'm working too many hours.
We're very understaffed. There's nobody here. I'm alone. And I was just like, oh, that's too bad. Dang.
Don't cough on my flank steak.
More than 100,000 people are currently in hospitals across the U.S. That is an unfathomable milestone, they say, as our numbers are higher than they've been, including, I think, let me pull up my USA Today page. Sorry, I was in the middle of an IT nightmare.
Clearly, did you have to go wake your wife up to do this? Oh, she was already
I waited patiently, and then I heard the TV turn on and ran out there and said, I need help.
Can you help me?
The exact words we taught our 2-year-old. I need help. Such a loser.
She's got a bunch of 2-year-olds running.
Yep, that was the point of the story. And then also, there was a record report of deaths in one day, 3,100 deaths.
Oh boy.
So we are really, so Sarah,
Yara,
continue to wipe your stuff down despite being over it, and be careful when you head out. You want to just push through these final couple months. The light is there. It's at the end of the tunnel. We have really good news about vaccines. They're producing it in big numbers to have it spread. I wanted to say that it was like another 100 million doses will be ready early next year to get to everybody. So, and you have to take two doses, so that's right. It doesn't go as far as you think, but still, the news is good. All right. This is, I think this is important. Weirdly, legislation addressing the trade and ownership of big cats, you know, that Tiger King story, that has passed, is set to be passed by the House of Representatives today. So this will be called the Big Cat Public Safety Act. It will ban private ownership of big cats like lions and tigers. It will put these people who became famous on Netflix out of business, which is good, because the way I watched this Tiger King dude function, it was pretty disgusting. And as I watched the show, and I did watch it, but as I watched it, I thought, I don't know why people are liking this. This guy sucks. He's breeding cats, knowing he doesn't have the money to take care of them for the life of the cat. And then the whole,
they
we got to take the
all
cat
their money
from the
made.
Mom before it even has a chance. Right. To, like, the whole thing is shady and sucks.
It's awful.
And I'm glad.
Yeah, I mean, so, it did seem like in watching that, the obvious conclusion is this should not be allowed to happen.
Right.
And so what about someone like, doesn't Mike Tyson have a tiger or something? Or is that in the past?
You know, I don't know if he has one now. I do know that he had one. And, and I think that wasn't that one of the early stories was, did Mike Tyson get his cat from this guy?
Right. Yeah. Because
this
there
was
a
guy
people.
Who was breeding tigers and then would, you know, just to get some cash flow going, he would have his tigers, you know, breed, take those babies, and then he'd drive around the country selling them to different people for, what was it, $2,000 to $5,000? No, it was more than two. It was like $5,000
bucks.
I have
no idea, yeah. Well, all I know is that what came out of that show was a tiger is only useful in its first 6 months.
Right.
But they live however long, and they cost $10,000 a year to feed. So it just, oh, God, there's so much sickening about that show.
Right. Well, anyway, this puts an end to it. Carol Baskin told USA Today she's thrilled. The legislation's finally coming up for a vote. She says she's been working on this for decades.
Well, that is what she alleged, because she, in her thing, she doesn't breed them, supposedly, and she's, you know, she's like a sanctuary. So what happens to something like her place? The cats are allowed to live there until they die, and then hopefully there won't be any more because no one gets to have them anymore?
Right. Yeah, let's hope that's the case. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that does to her, but she apparently inherited a lot of money from her husband that passed, so I don't think she needs the dough, right?
Yeah, but I mean, there's still all those cats, so, you know, I don't want them to be mass euthanized. That's horrible. Like, do they get to live their life out on this sanctuary and people can still come see them, like, you know, zoo style, without a breeding program?
They're hopefully signing the bill today, and from there we'll see how it plays out. But as far as I'm concerned, there just shouldn't be private ownership of animals like this, of animals this size.
Right.
Especially if you're feeding them from expired food that Walmart throws away.
Right.
What?
I know.
In what world is that okay, dude?
In Joe Exotic's world.
That's America.
Like, yeah.
It seems like there's two Americas right now. It seems like there's a lot more than two.
Yeah, there's sub-Americas all over the place. Like, really? That's happening in America, huh? Boy, I thought it was these two things, and it turns out it's also this.
That is.
Yeah, that was eye-opening. The whole, like, and the meth subculture going on there, too. I was like, wow, there it is in action.
Yep.
That guy just married that other guy for meth.
Well, and the whole I can change sexuality over.
That's what I mean. Like, it's over meth.
Right.
This guy's supplying it to me, and I don't want that to stop. So, yeah, I'll do whatever he wants.
Right.
All right. Boy, there's a whole lot of Americas out there. F yeah.
Anyway, our text number's 800-400-3697. Here's a couple texts. Did you guys hear about the 11-year-old kid who shot himself in a Zoom class in Lodi yesterday? Unbelievable.
No.
You know what? I have the story. I haven't read it yet, but I don't even... that is so...
I don't
anyway. Lodi is where my dog was born.
Oh. Wait, you have a new dog?
No. I went down south to get the dog.
Willa.
My Willa is where... Anyway... I don't know why I decided to throw that in, but I will read the story and we'll. It's too tragic to even. Would Sarah ever go to a lesbian orgy and just observe? Says 408.
No, thanks.
You wouldn't just want to watch that?
No.
What?
No thanks. What am I doing here? I gotta go. We
have drinks, and we have nitrous. Have a nitrous balloon. Relax.
No thanks.
Well, what? It's for research, Sarah.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
For the show.
I'd rather go on a bike ride with my family. I have no interest in going to lesbian orgies.
What's going on around here?
Or orgies in general. Nothing against the lesbos. I just am not interested in going to an orgy, period. Whether to observe, participate, or do drugs at, I'm not there. Thanks, though. You know what? Have a great time. Have a great time, you mother fathers.
That couple that got arrested deserves to get jail time. It's these selfish, entitled jerks that continue to make this situation worse. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just amazed that you could get a positive test at the airport and still somehow make it onto the plane. To me, that story should end with...
I guess they just can't watch you the whole way and they assume that you're going to
Don't they
listen?
Flag your ticket? I mean, they scan you before you go. I feel like that... What's the point of having... testing at the airport if you could still get on the plane? Like, that story should have ended with an altercation at the jetway. They wouldn't let these people on.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And then everybody else has to get, like, now the police have to arrest them, and now they're exposed, and everybody at the jail's exposed, and the relative who comes and picks up the four-year-old's exposed. These people suck. That's a bad move.
Be thankful, this is 408, that you guys don't also have stepkids right now. We have to be tested now because the other parents' Thanksgiving choice is eating with a COVID-positive person. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that kids going back and forth between homes and families, I should say, have to deal with in general, because you are dealing with a bigger circle than your
And you white light.
Tight little unit. Right. Yeah, it's brutal. Anyway, so there's some of the stuff that you guys texted in. Our number is 800-400-3697. Text us anytime. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the Sundance Film Festival. I promise it's interesting. I know it sounds boring. And also, what will happen with Gal Gadot after she's done playing Wonder Woman? I have her next project and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.